Hello, afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Thursday, the 15th of January, 2026, with a real feel of 28 degrees Celsius. It's currently 25 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Zambia We Want predicts 2026 presidential rerun. Road accidents claim over 2,500 lives in 2025. And polls open in the 10th Uganda election amidst widespread delays.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Zambia We Want Secretary General Mohabi Lungu says the August 2026 general election is likely to go to a rerun, stating that no single political candidate currently has the capacity to secure the constitutionally required 50% plus one vote. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Mr. Lungu, whose party is a member of the We Are One Zambia Alliance, said that based on the Electoral Commission of Zambia's provisional voters register of over 8 million voters, a presidential candidate would require about 3.3 million votes to win the election. He said the opposition must identify a presidential candidate with strong grassroots support and rally behind such a candidate through an alliance to stand a chance of winning the election. Mr. Lungu has also expressed concerns over the ECZ provisional voters register, challenging the commission to explain how the voter registration figures reportedly increased to over 100% of the daily average during the final 3 days of the 2025 mass voter registration exercise.
What has happened for us in the opposition now is that we don't have, as of now, we still don't have a fork. Okay? So we have, if we can get a fork, then it's getting 3.3 is a possibility, is a very good possibility. But if you are on your own and you got 25,000 votes, and I'm not mentioning names, I'm just looking at the order of things. For you to think that you can jump from 25,000 because you've got 500 likes and get to 50 plus one, it's an almost a mathematical impossibility. Now, I'm not saying the UPND will win. The UPND right now are hovering between 38% to 42%.
With voting underway in Chawama, residents have expressed hope that the incoming Member of Parliament will prioritize community empowerment initiatives, improved drainage systems and efficient garbage collection. The residents have also appealed to the incoming leader to remain accessible and actively engaged with the community in addressing local challenges, emphasizing the need for consistent interaction between leadership and residents. Commenting on the electoral process, the residents have described the voting exercise as smooth, with minimal challenges reported.
According to my drainage,
Meanwhile, Chawama constituency returning officer Louis Lupando has confirmed that all 111 polling stations opened on time and that no cases of violence or disturbances were recorded during the voting period.
I'm pleased to inform the nation that all the 111 polling stations opened on time, that is at 06 hours, and from the inspections that we have conducted, the turnout is encouraging, and I would like to encourage the people of Chawama to turn up in large numbers to come and choose their leader that is going to represent them in the National Assembly. The political environment is very peaceful, like it has been during the campaign, and we commend the people of Chawama for expressing and showing maturity in the campaigns, and as they cast their full vote, I encourage them to continue the same spirit.
Meanwhile, Electoral Commission of Zambia Chairperson Mwangala Zalomis, who is in the constituency, has commenced a monitoring tour to assess voter turnout, the conduct of polling officers and compliance with electoral procedures. Preliminary figures indicate that at Andrew Mwenya's 2 polling station, 100 out of the 820 registered voters had cast their ballots, while over 150 out of the 930 registered voters had voted at Lumumba B2 and at Lumumba A polling station. 123 out of the 900 registered voters had voted at the time of assessment. Now, a total of 38,712 road traffic accidents were recorded countrywide in 2025, of which 2,068 were fatal, resulting in 2,567 deaths. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi said there were 3,687 serious accidents, in which 7,045 people sustained serious injuries, while 7,560 slight accidents resulted in 11,166 minor injuries. He has added that 25,397 accidents were classified as damage-only cases, bringing the total number of casualties recorded during the year to 20,778. Mr. Chilabi said Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents at 20,230, followed by Copperbelt with 4,988, Central 3,862, Northwestern 2,200, Southern 2,197, and Eastern 1,431, among others.
Compared to 2024, all figures show an increase. In 2024, 35,731 accidents were recorded, while in 2025, the number rose to 38,712, an increase of 2,981 accidents, indicating an 8.3% rise. Fatal accidents rose from 1,804 in 2024, with 2,199 deaths, to 2,068 in 2025, 2,567 deaths.
In more news this afternoon, Tonse Alliance Chairperson Professor Danny Pule says the Alliance has started receiving new members following the removal of the Given Lubinda faction of the Patriotic Front from the opposition grouping. Speaking on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Professor Pule said the Alliance has grown stronger since the changes, with some members who had previously left now returning after gaining clarity on the Alliance's direction and values. He has emphasized that the Tonse Alliance is founded on principles of peace and development and does not condone violence in its political engagements.
Tonse Alliance has received new members since we removed the Patriotic Front. One of those members is the New Era Democratic Party that had left the Alliance because of the PF confusion. They left the Alliance, but they are now back in the Alliance. We received two other political parties. The other political parties we are going to recognize on the 17th of this month, this Saturday, as we meet as the Council of Leaders. We have received new civil society members who have come to join us as Sponsor Alliance. We have received eminent persons, three other eminent persons who have come to join the Alliance, who could not, while we had the confusion was obtaining within the Alliance because of the Patriotic Front faction led by President Lubinda.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government has urged members of the Tripartite Consultative Labour Council, TCLC, to adopt and ratify bills on pension reforms amidst the rising cost of living. Speaking during the Tripartite Consultative Labour Council meeting, Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba said bills under consideration, including the National Pensions Bill, will ensure employees receive decent benefits upon retirement. She has also encouraged council members to approach the bills objectively and make progress on the matter.
Government fully recognizes that these pension reforms are far-reaching in nature and directly affect the lives and livelihoods of workers, retirees, and their dependents. It is for this reason, therefore, that the Tripartite Consultative Labour Council, or Labour Process, consultative process remains indispensable in ensuring that the reforms are balanced, transparent, and socially responsive, and all the other descriptions that I listened to, especially